I'm William Crooks for the Local Journalism Initiative, and this is CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm speaking with Melissa Medeiros, founder of Via Expats, about a regional mobilization plan for February 7th in Sherbrooke and the impact of Quebec's decision to abolish the Programme de l'Expérience Québécoise. We discuss what the change means for international workers, students, and employers in the Eastern Townships. Explain your background first, Ms. Medeiros, and your organization.
Well, I'm native of the Eastern Township, and I created a private company in international mobility support about 2 years ago. But I've been basically doing this vocation for close to 7 years now. So I'm directly implicated towards all the workers and international students who chose our region basically for their life project, which is directly linked to either a job or a studying adventure. And these recent events of the abolition of the PEQ, so l'expérience québécoise, the programme d'expérience québécoise, is absolutely devastating on so many levels. It's clearly a socio-economic catastrophe that's undergoing now and will only get worse in the next month and year.
Can you give me a few of the direct consequences of the abolishment of the PEQ?
Well, basically on an economic standpoint, basically all of our different sectors in the Eastern Township, because mainly towards the international workers that have come here, it's in all industries. So it's all private companies, mostly in the manufacturing areas, which are spread across all the territories of the Eastern Townships. There's also the touristic, so every hotel, restaurant that has had, you know, these types of employees in their businesses for years now, and so on and so forth. There is not one sector of our economic layout of the Eastern Townships that's not affected by this right now. And then there's the international students, because we, as well as the Eastern Townships, are very, very lucky to have so many CEGEP and universities, as well as training, professional training schools as well, the Centre de Formation Professionnelle, who are also very impacted by the international students that they have formed here and can no longer stay.
Tell me about the march you're organizing on February 7th at Marché de la Guerre in Sherbrooke.
Exactly. So that's really led by a group across Quebec, which is called the Québec C'est nous aussi, and in the Eastern Townships is also co-organized with Solidarité Populaire Estrie. And we're just, you know, regrouping mostly all these humans who are seeing their life projects basically falling in front of their eyes, who don't want to leave, who have learned and appreciated living in our region. So mostly these people will be there to testify on all kinds of situations. And we're also looking forward for the different unions to be present. There's a bunch of associations representing workers. And, of course, political parties of almost all arrays will also be there to support.
What is your ultimate goal here? Is it total reversal, or is there some kind of moderate position?
There's not much of a moderate position. Basically, what's important to also know is that last October, there was a massive, public hearing that was at l'Assemblée nationale for the immigration minister and Le Michi as a whole. At that point, the PEC was not abolished. It had been suspended since June of last year, and it was quite a remarkable, gathering. There was 140 memoirs that were, you know, proposed to the government. 80 people showed up, all arrays of society, to say, you know, we got to rethink this positively, and we need to reestablish the PEC, which is presently suspended. And unfortunately, this was not only not done, it was completely abolished. So this is like a major turn of events that nobody was quite expecting. You know, a reform of the program like it had been done in the previous years might have been a better option. So at this point, I think everybody is basically saying that it is completely unacceptable to abolish it. And no, the new program that keeps on, being mentioned by Mr. Laberge and the Michi of the PSDQ, it does not replace the PEC, and it is not the suitable way to keep all these talents here.
Suppose the abolition of this program stands. Are the results final, or is there something new that can be done?
Well, you know, time in immigration, which has to deal with a lot of paperwork, which in itself is normal, time is extremely precious. And since this abolition is at the government of Quebec, there's also, you know, the ball, the ping pong ball is going back and forth through also the federal government. And together with both these measures that are not moving simultaneously or in cohesion, this is quite drastic because people will just keep leaving, either being forced to leave because they won't have any more, you know, documentation allowing them to study or work here. Or at this point, if this keeps going on, people will just leave because they no longer feel welcome.
That was Melissa Medeiros, founder of Via Expats, speaking with William Crooks on CJMQ 88.9 FM, produced with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, about the impacts of Quebec's decision to abolish the Programme de l'Expérience Québécoise. Medeiros described how the change is affecting international workers, students, and employers across the Eastern Townships, and why organizers say the decision has created uncertainty for people who had planned to build their lives in the region. She also outlined the goals of a regional mobilization taking place on February 7th in Sherbrooke, part of a coordinated series of demonstrations being held simultaneously in several cities across Quebec. Organizers say the gathering is intended to raise awareness of the social and economic consequences of the policy change, particularly for regional communities that rely on international labor and students, and to call for a reversal of the decision. For CJMQ and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm William Crooks.